This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. David Knight with Lionel. We hit two hard breaks, and Lionel was making a point about the Sullivan decision with the Supreme Court, the difference in how they treat libel if it's a public figure. Go ahead. I'm going to give you the floor and let you make your point finally. Yeah, I'm sure. Go ahead.
By the way, Towns Van Dent, Poncho and Lefty, you can interrupt me with that great song anytime. By the way, David, don't you wish real life, where if we're talking to relatives or friends we don't like, we just cue the music. And we say, oh, I'm sorry, we're out of time. Out of time. All right. This is from Ben Smith. This is the publisher of BuzzFeed. I just want you to remember it now very quickly. In order for a public figure, Trump, to sue, you've got to basically prove malice. He's got to show that you published something with a total disregard for the facts or the truth. And he writes, as you have probably seen this evening, we published a secret dossier making explosive and unverified allegations about Donald Trump and Russia. Stop right there. That's it. There's your suit. Thank you. You said you just wrote, and apparently he had no lawyer or somebody, you know, help him. But I, if I were Trump's lawyer, could not have written something better. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, how do we know this was unverified? Well, let's go to the horse's mouth here. So now what we have to understand, though, David, and this is a bigger issue here. You know, a lot of times, and I say this with all due respect, you know, newsrooms and, you know, like Huffington Post and Google, there's a lot of 20-somethings and good people. It's not 20-something or 30-something. It's just some things that we're talking about. And they sit around, they wear flannel, and they throw a football, and they, hey, this is great. I got a bunch of likes. And I want to tell them, do you understand that you're hitting enter and you sending a story up into this permanent ether called the Internet? It's like you firing into a crowd. You can't take that back.
That's right.
You are now entering the world, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. And by the way, let's applaud alternative bloggers, and you're going to be it. But you are now entering into something. And by the way, you know, years ago I used to think that motorcycle drivers should be held to a different standard of care, because whenever you tap a motorcycle in traffic, you can kill somebody, or it will be a little bumper fender bender with a car. Well, if you made a mistake in a little local Austin or New York newspaper, kind of a penny saver local thing, you know, you can say, can I have those copies back, please? I'm sorry, I made a mistake. We issue a retraction. And it could be the most blasphemous, horrible thing, but it wasn't that big of a deal because nobody really heard it. And, okay, we can bring it back. Now, I can take something which really isn't that big of a deal, but by virtue of how many people it reaches, it now is elevated to a level of contamination, if you will, that becomes deadly and toxic. This is another aspect of the story. Now, remember, Gawker was basically put out of business.
Oh, yeah.
But what they published was the truth. I mean, it was a violation of rights, and but nobody ever said, hey, wait a minute, Hulk Hogan, that's not Hulk Hogan, you got the wrong person. No, no, they said, I was. So if you can get in trouble, there's no Sicilian expression that said, if you can get in trouble for saying a little, think what happens if you say a lot. Well, if you can get in trouble for basically publishing the truth, and normally truth is a defense and libel, what happens if this doesn't take place? Now, David, imagine this.
Because the intent was to do harm, you know, is what it was there, right?
Well, it sure wasn't to make him look good. And by the way, if you as an editor publisher got this story and you said, wait a minute, let me get this straight. Donald Trump is in Russia. I'm not going to go through this because you know all the terrible puns, but No. Now, that's that. A couple of things we've got to understand here. First, the reason why it's critical that people go after Putin is because, now you got to work backwards. Putin is the boogeyman. Putin is the boogeyman who justifies NATO.
Yeah.
NATO was the,
That's the news. That's the music is coming out of nowhere. We're out of time. And you're absolutely right. They want to tie Donald Trump's hands in terms of easing the relations that they have now made strained. I absolutely agree with you, Lionel.
David, thanks so much for being with us. I'm sorry we're out of time. You know what, David? Can we come back? David, I'll have you back next time on the Lionel Show.
Thank you, Lionel. That's LionelMedia.com. You'll find him on Twitter at Lionel Media. Thank you so much, Lionel.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I've been listening the last 20 minutes to Lionel and David break down the fact that there's no evidence in this made-up dossier and that the dossier itself has no provenance, has been floating around for almost a year and a half. My big issue and my question and what I'd like to get people to focus on out there in the listening audience to really think about is if they'll do this with 8 days left until the inauguration, what else are they going to do? That's my point, is that the story itself is a distraction, I think, from the larger issue of the MSM dropping any pretense of objectivity and just going completely insane and wild. Don't they understand, even if they stop Trump from getting in, they're done. They're discredited. They lost this war. They got so damaged that even if they win, which is a super long shot, it's a Pyrrhic victory. Everybody knows you hate America. Everybody knows that you've got mental problems. And are just openly involved in an attempt to take over this republic using disinformation. And since when are our intelligence agencies publicly involved in our elections while claiming it's the Russians that are involved with no evidence? I mean, this is just over-the-top insane. And the good news is nobody's buying it. So, Lionel, David, what's your take on that?
Well, Alex, we've let Lionel go, but absolutely, it is the fake news. One of the reports we had here is a Russian tech expert that was in the fake intelligence report. And we got to differentiate between these because, you know, we've had so many different fake reports. Remember, there was the first dossier, then there was the second dossier. And as Lionel pointed out, they used those terms just to sound authoritative, to give it gravitas. But the first intelligence report that they came out with saying, oh, we know the Russians did this, that was naming a Russian tech expert in that report. And he said, they never contacted me. You know, they quote these people, they put RT programs in their report that haven't existed for years. They've done everything they can to build this into something that it truly isn't. So that's the first indication that this thing is phony. But here's something else that we got from the report that was put out by Glenn Greenwald. He said that for months, the CIA, with unprecedented clarity, overtly threw its weight behind Hillary Clinton's candidacy. We've talked about this over and over again. He talks about CIA Director Michael Morell. Again, he was the guy who took over from David Petraeus. Why did he take over from David Petraeus? Because David Petraeus had been careless with national security and thrown this stuff around to his mistress. And he was given a slap on the wrist. At least he lost his job. Nothing happened to Hillary Clinton. And, of course, Michael Morell, who replaces David Petraeus, then goes on to endorse Hillary Clinton, even though she has the most egregious violations of national security ever. Not only in terms of the scope of what she, the quantity of what she did out there, but the qualitative intelligence that she put out there. And so he announces his endorsement of Clinton, and then he points out that General Michael Hayden, former director of the CIA and the NSA, had a lot of very vicious things to say about Donald Trump. He said Trump is a useful fool, a naif, manipulated by Moscow, secretly held in contempt, but whose blind support is happily accepted and exploited. Well, that's not true. And we know that. But it kind of tells you where Michael Hayden is. And remember who Michael Hayden is. Michael Hayden is the guy who went to a forum with Judge Napolitano, and he stood up at one point and said, well, I'm a libertarian. And Judge Napolitano and the other guy's like, what? This is the guy who supported no restrictions whatsoever on the intelligence services violating our privacy. Remember, we had that report where he spoke at Washington and Lee, and he said, I didn't need the Constitution. I didn't need the Patriot Act. I had a direct order from the President of the United States. That's the mentality of people like Michael Hayden. He has absolutely no respect for the rule of law. Says, I don't need any laws. I don't need any stinking laws. I don't need no badges. That's his aspect on this. Okay? That's the danger of all of this. And we can see this today. I was just handed this report from Michael Mikhail Phelan about the New York Times, saying now they're going to give the NSA even more power to share intercepted communications. And this is coming as a parting shot from Barack Obama, who has done everything to enhance the surveillance state. And I got to say, as I see all this stuff playing out, in one respect, I'm very glad that it's happened, because Donald Trump is experiencing the dangers of the surveillance state. He is experiencing what can happen when the deep state doesn't like you. And so I hope that what comes out of this is a newfound respect for civil liberty and the rule of law. That's really the solution to this. That's the ultimate solution. It isn't just taking the reins of power and taking these other guys down. If we do it that way, that's not going to work out well for any of us, okay? But the thing that works out well for all Americans, and I hope and I believe that Donald Trump will ultimately take this view, because he has really sided with the common American when it comes to the economy and not with the globalist elitists. And he has to understand that, and I think he is getting this lesson. If he didn't ever understand it before, boy, he is experiencing this from a personal aspect and understanding the danger of these out-of-control intelligence services who absolutely don't care for the rule of law, don't care about personal privacy, could care less about the Constitution and our civil liberties, the rights that we have enshrined there, the rights that we don't get from the Constitution, but that are protected in the Constitution. But here's this article from the New York Times. In its final days, the Obama administration has expanded the power of the NSA to share globally intercepted personal communications with the government's 16 other intelligence agencies before applying any privacy protection. They say the change means that far more officials will be searching through raw data. Previously, the NSA would filter information that it got before sharing intercepted communications with another agency, like the CIA or intelligence branches of the FBI, the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration. The NSA's analysts passed on only information that they deemed pertinent, screening out the identities of innocent people and irrelevant personal information. Now they're not going to do that anymore. Now they go the next step. See the gradual, incremental destruction of every last shred of freedom and dignity that we have left in this country? It's relentless. They will never stop. Somebody has to stop them, and I hope Donald Trump will see where this is leading, see this from his personal experiences, and say, I'm going to stop this, and I'm going to stop it for all Americans. They say now other intelligence agencies will be able to search directly through raw repositories of communications intercepted by the NSA and then apply such rules for minimizing privacy intrusions. And let me tell you, the most dangerous parts of this are not your recorded text messages, your recorded emails, but the metadata that they collect on you showing what you do. All of that little metadata that Michael Hayden was lying to you about, that James Clapper was lying to you about, telling you that's not important. Let me tell you, James Clapper, DNI James Clapper, who lied to Ron Wyden and said, we're not really collecting any information. And then it was just within a couple of months, we had the Snowden leaks that proved that they were and had been for a very long time. That guy, James Clapper, has, since the year 2000, been at the forefront of the fastest-growing part of the intelligence community, and that is geospatial intelligence. Where are you? Mapping what you do to where you are. Mapping the human domain. Activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics. That's all part of geospatial intelligence. That has been the fastest-growing area of intelligence, and most people are not even aware of what that is. And when he tells you, we're just collecting metadata, that is the most important information, because with that, they can plug that into a computer and run algorithms on you and do the Minority Report pre-crime profiling. And that can turn up false positives. Yeah, it can identify some criminals, perhaps before they do anything. How is that working out for us so far? How has it worked out for us so far, turning over all of our privacy and all of our information to these intelligence services? I mean, just look at this guy, the shooter in Fort Lauderdale. He goes into an FBI agency. They don't even have to spy on him and do any intelligence. He goes into them and says, I'm being compelled to watch these ISIS videos and to go fight for ISIS. Let's send you over here. And less than 2 months later, after they put him into a mental institution, he's down there shooting people. And, of course, then it subsequently comes out this guy had connections to ISIS. They hid that from us for several days. We found out subsequently that this guy had connections with Islam before he went over to fight as a soldier. So none of this was on the screen of the FBI. They didn't do anything about it. They didn't even put him on a no-fly list. And as I pointed out, one of the first stories that I had when I came here to InfoWars was somebody who was unfairly put on a no-fly list. Had no reason to put him on a no-fly list. He couldn't find out why they had put him on the no-fly list. He couldn't find out if they had really taken him off. They allowed him to fly back from Hawaii. They stranded him in Hawaii. He was on his way to see his wife, who was in the military in Japan. But that's the problem with it. You get false positives, like that guy who was stranded in Hawaii, and then you get situations where the intelligence agencies do absolutely nothing. And I'm just assuming that there wasn't any skullduggery going on. That's a whole other aspect to it that I think really needs to be looked at very carefully. There's a lot of indications that they would like to see this type of thing. We see this every time there's a shooting, like the Navy Yard shooter who says, well, here's my ELF gun, my extremely low-frequency gun. Of course, we had situations in the past. We had we had Michael Aquino, part of the Church of Satan, the Church of Set. This guy who went on the Oprah Winfrey show dressed up like Eddie Munster talking about his Satanism, who had been, there were allegations that he was involved in pedophilia at the military base in San Francisco, the Presidio, all these different things. And yet this guy continues on with the National Security Agency, and he talked about using ELF decades ago to project mind control situations. So when you got this guy at the Navy Yard who says, I'm being persecuted by voices and I got ELF, you really don't think that this is credible? You really think that this is over the top? We just had at the Consumer Electronics Show people talking about brain implants at a consumer level. The Pentagon has been talking about this for a long time, and yet people don't want to believe that that can happen. Stay with us. We're going to be right back at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking to Mark Morano. We're going to be talking about climate issues and the EPA. And I'm going to give you a report when we come right back about what the EPA has done today. You won't believe it. Stay with us.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be talking to Mark Morano and the next segment about climate change, what's going to change under the Trump administration. Of course, we have, it's just amazing how they continue on with this. Today we had the EPA come after Chrysler. They just got a $4 billion criminal charges. They kidnapped an executive at VW and I guess is, held him as ransom until they could get another $4 billion. That takes up to $20 billion that they've gotten from Volkswagen. And now they're going after Chrysler. This is the out-of-control EPA that is at the center of all these different things. Okay, they're trying to take over everybody's water and say, we're going to control your water. Went after that guy with 8 acres in Montana. Remember that? Finding him tens of thousands of dollars a day, getting it up to such a large amount, they wanted to then exercise new powers for the EPA and garnish his wages. They were shut down by the court there. Absolutely out of control. And at the same time they're doing that, they blew up a mine and polluted with heavy metals a river that went through 3 entire states in an Indian reservation. I mean, this is the EPA that we're talking about here. So we're going to talk to Mark Moreno in the next segment about the EPA, about climate change, what is going to be changing under the Trump administration. Before we do, I want to remind you that we've gotten back in stock DNA Force. It's been out of stock for several months, and actually it's a little over a month ago, I should say. And we were able to get an emergency supply of DNA Force in. It's very difficult for us to get this. It's very expensive to produce, but it's also a very scarce ingredient to get the key ingredient in this, BioPQQ. And you can look this up. There's 175 clinical studies about the effectiveness of BioPQQ. Just one batch of this costs more than $30,000. So this is one of our premier, probably the premier product that we have in terms of expense, because it's very expensive for us to produce this. So a 10% discount on that is a substantial savings, and it is our thank you because we have been out of stock for a while. And, of course, this is an emergency shipment. It could be months before we get a larger shipment of this in. So now is the time to stock up on that. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we have specials of 20 to 30% off a variety of supplements and things that will help you to fight the toxic garbage that you get in your food and your water supply in the air. And that's something that is very important. You need not only a baseline of support in terms of nutrition, but you also need something that's going to help your body to cope with, to purge these toxins that you're seeing that are put in your water. We've got a lot of different things. We've got Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, 30% off. Brain Force, 30% off. That is one of my favorite supplements. I would say it's my favorite supplement in terms of something that I can really feel the difference, and that is Brain Force. Super 12. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formulation, that's 20% off. Liver Shield, also 20% off. And Prostaguard and Knockout, our natural sleep aid, 20% off of all of those at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, before we go to Mark Moreno at the bottom of the hour, one of these reports that came out yesterday, we just kind of touched on a little bit, was the fact that Donald Trump had reached out to Robert Kennedy Jr., because Robert Kennedy has spoken out against the abuses of the CDC, the abuses of mandatory vaccines and that sort of thing. I think it's very important to see people that he's bringing in, on which he would have a lot of disagreements with, but reaching out to people that are Democrats who would disagree with him on pretty much everything except this core issue. Donald Trump has spoken out on this. It's one of the things that really made me stop and say, this guy is genuine. I mean, the first thing about Donald Trump, and we've always heard, we've heard the Republicans so many times say, we're going to close the border, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. They never did it. They never did any of the things that they said they were going to do. But Donald Trump had been, when I realized that 30 years earlier he'd spent $100,000 to take out ads against the unfairness of NAFTA, I thought, this guy's for real. When I heard him talking about vaccines, it's like, wow, this guy's not only for real, but he's not afraid to take the heat. And that's what we're seeing here with these attacks on him by the intelligence services, by the elite, by the globalist, is because he's saying this type of thing, which actually is what Robert Kennedy has said. This is what Robert Kennedy said in hearings in Vermont. He said the CDC is a troubled agency. There have been 4 separate scathing federal studies about the CDC. I'm not talking about the whole agency. I'm talking about the vaccine division. One by the U.S. State, the United States Senate, a 3-year study, one by the House, another by HHS, by the Inspector General, and a study this year by the Office of Research and Integrity. And all together and separately, they paint a picture of an agency that has become a cesspool of corruption. He said, I ate breakfast last week with the president of a network news division. See, this plays into this fake news stuff that we've got from the networks. Another reason why they don't like Donald Trump. I had breakfast, he said, with the president of a network news division. This is RFK Jr. And he told me that during non-election years, 70% of the advertising revenue for his news division comes from pharmaceutical ads. And if you go on TV any night and watch the network news, you'll see they just become a vehicle for selling pharmaceuticals. See, they didn't like Donald Trump because he didn't buy a lot of TV ads from him. He spoke to you directly on Twitter. He didn't spend much money on TV. They didn't like that. Set up a whole new pattern. That's one of the things they didn't like about him. But really, the fact that they make so much of their money from pharmaceuticals, that is a key thing. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about climate change, where it's going to be changing in the EPA under the Trump administration.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining us in this segment is Mark Morano. He's the producer of Climate Hustle. He's also the publisher of Climate Depot. That's a great source, climatedepot.com, a great source of information about global warming. Eco News Center. It was founded back in 2009. Of course, he's also communications director for the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, executive editor and chief correspondent there at Climate Depot. I want to talk to him about where he sees the Trump administration going with the EPA, as we have a nomination for the head of the EPA by Donald Trump. It's a former attorney general out of Oklahoma, and he has been one of the people at the forefront of challenging the power grabs of the EPA. And here's the latest one that happened today. Today, we've had the EPA now move after Chrysler, and instantly their stock dropped 15% because they know that this is going to be a lot of money. This is the same thing they accused VW of last summer, cheating on their emissions tests. Okay? Now, was anybody killed with this? Absolutely not. In spite of the lies that we were told by Lisa Jackson and then Congressman Markey, now Senator Markey, nobody is dying from this stuff, folks. They're not dying. We got an article here from Climate Depot where the New York Times is saying, as Donald Trump denies climate change, these kids are dying from it. That's seriously their headline. No, that's not true. People aren't dying from this. At the same time they were putting it out, as I mentioned, they were hooking people up, trying to cheat on their test, looking to see if they could get adverse reactions from people showing that diesel fuel was going to harm them. They literally hooked people up at UNC, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, hooked them up to the tailpipes of diesel engines. That's the kind of cheating that the EPA does on their tests. We tried to stop that. We tried to get an injunction against it. Absolutely amazing that our own government wouldn't stop harmful testing on humans, testing that was designed to make them sick so they could increase their regulation, so they could grow their bureaucratic empire. Isn't that amazing? I mean, after Tuskegee and all the other things that we've seen, that they would allow that to continue to go on, and yet they do. And we've seen the government do other types of testing, releasing things in the New York subways. But today, we see the EPA going after Fiat Chrysler. We got an article on Infowars.com from Kit Daniels. They say, you're trying to fool our emission tests. That's not nice. Remember, as we go back, remember we've had situations where there have been large fines, multi-million dollar fines, against people like Ford when they had the exploding Pintos. People would hit the Pintos in the back, and they would explode. Or they would have a situation where they had SUV rollovers. Or they would have airbags that were killing small children, and they wouldn't let you turn those off. Remember that? Then they've got millions of airbags that are being recalled that have actually killed a lot of people because they have failed and go off and shoot metal fragments into you, like a shotgun going off in your face. And they've killed people. So in all these cases, the exploding Pintos, the SUVs rolling over in the early days of SUVs, the airbags that killed small children, the airbags that are killing people now that they won't let you turn off until you can get it replaced. In all of these situations, people have died. Nobody died from these emission scandals. And yet they're trying to put Volkswagen out of business. And the reason they're doing it, folks, is not because they care about air quality. They're using this just like they're using climate change to advance their globalist climate change agenda. They have to have a global crisis so they can have a way to fund a global government. And that's what's truly behind this. Now, there's this article from Kit Daniel. They point out that if VW retroactively complies with this to fix these vehicles, as Eric Peters points out, he says, the truly grotesque thing is that if the mileage drops as expected, the cars at issue will emit more of the harmful emissions that they've been concerned about. And that's what we've seen with the corporate CAFE standards, because they gave a differential. When they created these things back in 1978, they gave a differential between cars and trucks. People have started using trucks as cars because one of the reasons is they can get bigger engines and they can do other things with them, and they aren't subject to these types of regulations. And so what you wind up having is a situation where the total fuel economy has gone down because people have switched. So let's go to Mark Morano. I didn't see him up on the board here. I wasn't sure that we had connected with him. But we now have Mark Morano, producer of Climate Hustle and publisher of Climate Depot. Thank you for joining us, Mark.
Thank you, David. Happy to be here. Yes, you're completely accurate about the EPA, and even worse than what you're describing, like about the Chrysler attacks by the EPA and their alleged emissions violations. The Republican Congress a few years back, even under George Bush, they have statutorily killed the SUV in America unless Donald Trump's administration and the new Congress tries to change it. And what I mean by that is, you mentioned the corporate average fuel economy standards. They're trying to merge those or bring them in line with what vehicles have been, which means we're talking about Ford F-150 pickups, Jeeps, everything else having to move to aluminum, much lighter weight, the shrinking, the downsizing. The reason people have always liked SUVs are at threat. Yes. And so that's one of the other things they're doing, aside from hassling them with these emission alleged violations. They're now coming after them for their weight, size, materials that they're made out of. It's a way of essentially re-engineering American society in the face of global warming. And they're doing this from everything from our light bulb to our appliances. You know, Consumer Reports even says that washing machine, high-end washing machines don't perform as well as low-end washing machines of 15 years ago, brand new ones, because of all the energy department, Energy Star, sucking all the available power out of these machines. So they're forced to make them lighter, lightweight, lighter duty. It just goes on and on, and it goes all the way up to our population, whether we can eat beef, our transportation, carbon taxes. So Donald Trump is probably the greatest threat to this agenda that's occurred in the history of the entire, you know, modern environmental movement since 1970.
Oh, absolutely. As you point out, even what we eat, everything that they have put out here, and there really is a globalist aspect to all this that we understand. You've put together a list of, back in 2008, you had a list even then of 650-plus scientists who were dissenting from this so-called science of man-made global warming. I mean, they like to say there's nobody that dissents from this. It's a settled issue. We can't even talk about it because when they get put up against the facts, they don't want to debate them. They just resort to censorship, resort to the idea of arguing from authority. And so it's great when you put together a list of people like that. We just had a professor from Georgia Tech saying, I can't take this anymore. I've got too many knives in my back. I'm getting out of this business. They don't want to hear it. And yet we see them turn this around and say, isn't this horrible? Donald Trump wants to know what these people's position in the EPA is on climate change. He's going to do some kind of a purge. Well, they've been doing a purge, a political purge, all along with this stuff. We're trying to get a situation where we've got real science done, and this is not about real science. This is about pushing an agenda and not allowing other people to push back against it.
Yeah, but you mentioned that Judith Curry, the climatologist from Georgia Tech, she's featured in Climate Hustle, my film, which is out this year, 2016, it came out, and it's actually, we're going to be making it available very shortly with Al Gore's sequel coming out here in a couple of weeks.
And, of course, I'll tell people, too, they can get Climate Hustle. We sell that in our store. So I'll give that a plug here. There you can see it.
Thank you. Yeah.
You can buy that at InfoWars Store. A great film.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and Judith Curry, the climatologist who just resigned, she was a tenured professor. She had just had it. She used to be the chair of her department, the climatology department at Georgia Tech, and she basically said that she cannot play this game anymore. And what happened was she was a former believer, for lack of a better word, you know, of the global warming science, aligned herself with the United Nations climate view. And then we had the big Climategate scandal, and then she started questioning, and then she's become essentially a full-blown skeptic now. And because of that, she has been faced vilification from her peers. She's all kinds of difficulty getting published. She talks about how the publishing of climate studies comes from universities and foundations and the government. They only want funding that goes one direction. In other words, if you want to get funding and have a career as a climate scientist, you better toe the line that our politicians and our culture is demanding, that global warming is dangerous and we need more central planning and government to solve it. Otherwise, you can't be a scientist. And that's what we're facing here. And we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. calling for climate skeptics to be thrown in jail. Bill Nye, the science guy, thinks that's a great idea, too. We have him on videos talking about what a great idea and how there are skeptics affecting his quality of life.
Yeah.
Bill Nye, and by the way, global warming people have blamed the drought in California on global warming. Now, thank God they're actually getting enough rains and precipitation to actually recover from the drought almost completely. Now they're saying that the floods in California are caused by global warming.
Anything
despite
bad.
The fact
yeah.
Blame floods and droughts and hurricanes and tornadoes on global cooling in the 1970s. There's no consistency here whatsoever.
You know, you just mentioned RFK Jr., and I said, I was talking about him in the segment before you came on about vaccines. Yeah. Now, Trump may use him to reveal the truth about vaccines and about pharmaceutical industries. But I think that's the genius of what Trump has been doing. As he's been picking these cabinet positions, we look at him and it's like, ooh, look at what this guy said about this. And it's like, oh, that's very inconsistent with what Trump has said. And yet he's picking people who will work with him on particular issues like that they share a point of view on, like he does with RFK Jr. on vaccines. And yet when it comes to the EPA head, he goes and gets somebody that the New York Times is just flipping out. They call him a climate change denialist. And that's the key thing, is that they don't talk about you as being a skeptic if you don't agree with them. They talk about you as being a denialist. So you're not, you're denying their religion. You are an infidel. I guess we should embrace it as you and I are climate change infidels, aren't we, Mark?
That's right. Yeah, they say, you know, when we say, oh, Michael Crichton, the famous author, had said that global warming is a religion, environmental, yes. And they always say, oh, no, it's not. But then we find out the head of the United Nations climate panel, a man named Rajendra Pachauri, when he stepped down over a sexual harassment scandal, he actually said, quote, global warming is my religion, unquote.
Yes.
So we know what is motivating these people. And you're absolutely right. Donald Trump is doing amazing. You could never get. And here's what I never understood about the never Trumpers who allege to be conservatives. If you get all the previous Republican nominees since Reagan, you have George H.W. Bush, who was an absolute disaster when it came to climate change issues in the United Nations and environmentalism. He set up the entire UN Foundation for the Global Warming Treaties with the Rio Earth Summit in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
You have Bob Dole, who was so weak on these issues, you can't even really comment. He was just sort of, it was his turn, so they nominated him. You have John McCain, who was nominated in 2008, and he was actually a sponsor of these climate bills. You have George W. Bush, who rubber stamped every UN report, kept the funding coming, and literally accepted all the science and never said a skeptical word out of his mouth. So George W. Bush did that. Then you had Mitt Romney, who had many of Obama's advisors working for him. So when it comes to Donald Trump, particularly on environment and climate, he is the greatest breath of fresh air of any Republican nominee that you could even conceive of.
That's why they hate him so much on this issue, just as on other issues. He's the only one who is not in league with both the Republican and the Democrat establishment, as you just ran down that list of former presidents and presidential candidates. I mean, look at Mitt Romney. He was with Obama on Obamacare. They were going to get that through after the 2012 election, regardless of which way it went. He had already put that through with Ted Kennedy in Massachusetts. They put in RomneyCare, which was fundamentally the same thing as Obamacare. So they know how to get their people in on both the Republican and the Democrat ticket. And this time through, Donald Trump broke through that. And he is coming from the point of view that the rest of us are looking at to try to break this lock on power that both the Democrat and Republican establishment have had.
Yeah, and I think if you go back, this is probably the most successful, if anyone can actually measure success, of a president-elect's term, meaning this is the most successful president-elect period that we've ever had. I mean, this
yes.
is just a phenomenal time. Here's, if any Republican had doubts or hesitation about Donald Trump, yesterday they were removed when he stared at the CNN reporter and actually said, "You are fake news."
Wasn't that a great moment?
Inconceivable of even Ronald Reagan
yes.
to go that far.
I mean,
this is...
That's what
this
I was just going to say. You know, Ronald Reagan really, in the primaries, the moment that Ronald Reagan had, if you remember, was when he stood up and he said, "I paid for this microphone." Remember that? And he
yeah.
took charge. You know, he was right. And he stood up. He wasn't going to be cowed down by these people. He stood up for what was right, and he showed that he had a backbone. And boy, I tell you what, if you didn't know that Donald Trump had a backbone, and you didn't know that he was going to stand up by now, you saw that yesterday. And boy, he was absolutely right to shut down that guy, Acosta, from CNN. The arrogance and the sense of entitlement that that guy had, shouting at him and saying, you know, you can't do this. It's like, yeah, just watch me. I mean, it was amazing.
Yes. And so what this does is, because Donald Trump literally doesn't care. Now, the next thing I'd like to see Trump do, by the way, is in the press room. Right now, the whole first row of the White House press room is reserved for the, you know, the usual suspects, ABC,
yeah.
NBC, CNN. They need to clear all that out and replace it, you know, with all the new sources of news and just say goodbye to them. Maybe give them one chair they can rotate. You can call them the quirky alternative media or something like that. But they deserve not one ounce of respect. Their entire mission right now is to impeach Donald Trump, and they're going to be working with every enemy that of Donald Trump to try to bring his presidency down, as this most recent ridiculous news story for, you know, that they tried to pass from BuzzFeed and CNN. But I think what's most important here when it comes to these issues of climate and environment, Republicans, in fact, almost every single former Republican EPA director came out and supported President Obama's climate policies, his climate regulations through the EPA.
That's look at what they did with the Paris agreement just last year. They go over there and they're posturing, saying, well, we're going to have something to say about it. And what they did was they immediately, within 3 days with their omnibus, they funded it. The Republicans funded it. So, yeah.
You know, all these former directors. What happens is when Republicans get in office, Republican presidents and obviously senators and congressmen, they don't want to be seen as against the environment. I worked in the Environment and Public Works Committee. I would see great conservative senators, top staff, show up at meetings and say, we got to be careful. We can't look like we're against the environment when it comes to this climate bill coming up. They'd be no backbone, and they would not accept the premise that the climate activists in the United Nations have given us the information. They admit it. We have the top UN official named Otto Edenhofer actually say, the vice chair of this climate panel, actually say it's not about environmental policy. We will redistribute wealth by climate policy. This is no longer about the environment. They're actually open about what they want to do. They talk openly of global governance. In the film Climate Hustle, we actually have Al Gore talking about that, you know, climate bills are lead to global governance. That's what they're looking for, a centrally planned thing where we had Nancy Pelosi went to China in 2009 and she said we need a complete inventory on every aspect of our lives in order to fight global warming. And they've got every aspect of our lives covered, from our home thermostat to our vehicles to our appliances to light bulbs to what we eat to how we travel to how we live to our energy choices, even down. And we actually in the film feature the most frightening thing of all, an NYU professor talking about how we're going to genetically shrink human beings, genetic engineering to solve global warming and give skeptics and people who don't want to go along psychiatric drugs and make them more malleable to the government agenda. I mean, this is not something people should be not angry
about. Well, that's right. It's not just our jobs. It's not just our standard of living. It's also life expectancy. And it is globalism. It's them taking over control of our economy. And if they say it's a global situation, why are they giving exemptions to China on this? Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Mark Moreno.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go back to Mark Morano in just a moment. I just wanted to remind you that we have our 2017 Make America Great Again, Make Our Bodies Great Again, actually, our American bodies. You can also use this if you're not American. It's a great supplement. We have discounts of 20 to 30% off. Things like Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, our Nascent Iodine, those are all 30% off. Also, our tactical nanotechnology body armor, state-of-the-art, patented form of carbon nanotube technology makes it the lightest, the strongest, the most flexible body armor on the market. Even though it's only a quarter of an inch thick, this body armor is field-tested to stop the most powerful pistol rounds in production. It's waterproof, super lightweight, made in the USA, comes with a 20-year warranty, and as I pointed out before, you can get, we have the full vest that you can buy. Those are more expensive. The very cheapest thing we have is also very effective to put into your backpack, into your luggage, and that is a rectangular, it's got rounded edges on it. You can insert that into your backpack, and that makes a great shield if you happen to be at a Fort Lauderdale airport shooting or any of the other gun-free killing zones that our government continues to create, like Chicago, for example. You might want to, if you live in Chicago, you might want to get one of those and put it in your kid's backpack, because that's the world the Democrats have created for us. Also, we're talking to Mark Morano, and he has created a film, Climate Hustle. That is also available at the InfoWars store. And Mark, you know, one of the things I see here is the New York Times bragging about the Sundance Film Festival and the fact that the theme this year is climate change. And, of course, Robert Redford just tells us that just happens to be coincidental. We like to stay free of politics, he said. And yet the key thing that they're promoting is the next Al Gore convenient lie, an inconvenient sequel. So if people want to have the information that they can show people to counter Al Gore's propaganda film, I think they really need to see your opposing view, and that is Climate Depot. You know, we don't have a problem arguing our point of view with these other people. They're the ones who are trying to shut down any discussion of this. They're the ones who are trying to censor it at academia. But we want to have that debate.
Yeah, we absolutely do. In fact, the film is interesting because it actually profiles left-wing, politically left-wing scientists who endorse President Obama, who voted for Al Gore, but are appalled by their science views. We have an Ivy League professor. And we go through that whole thing to show that it's the left wing now that is examining it. And they believe that essentially global warming has hijacked the real environmental movement. The real environmental movement used to be concerned about clean air, clean water, conservation. And now it's all arguing about, you know, these arcane arguments about how much CO2 is in the atmosphere. And we show in the film that geologically speaking, the Earth is in a CO2 famine. In other words, CO2 is in near all-time lows, and the Earth is one of the coldest temperatures it's ever been. We've been in very few periods in our Earth's history have we had ice at both poles. So, yeah, we're in the 10% coldest part of the Earth's history living right now. So the idea that we are the control knob of the climate does not hold up. And Bill Nye just recently said that we basically need the UN climate treaty so that we'll have less droughts. These liberals actually believe that EPA regulations and UN treaties can control the Earth's thermostat, hurricanes, tornadoes. It's beyond absurd. It's akin to old witchcraft that they believe legislation can alter the weather. And they believe, you know, used to believe witches can alter the weather.
It's amazing. You know, it's like I said yesterday, Mark. It's like these guys flipped a coin. You know, heads it's going to warm, tails it's going to cool.
Yeah.
they made the wrong call. You know, when they started out the first Earth Day, they were telling us we're heading into a new ice age, and then they flipped it and went the other direction. You know, but now they've been shown that that's not working either. All their predictions, all their dire predictions, have fallen on the ground. And I think it's very important for people to get your film again. That's Climate Hustle. We sell it at InfoWars Store. Yeah. It's a great thing. You need to have this debate, folks. And I always looked at the news. I would get people on either end of the spectrum, and I would see what both of them had to say and then make up my mind. And we want to have that debate. Thank you so much for joining us. Mark Moreno, ClimateDepot.com. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Visit GCNLive.com today.